When you think of American food, you probably see hamburgers, hot dogs, maybe French fries, but there's a lot more to food culture in the United States than typical drive-through fare. The evolution of what and how Americans eat is the focus of a new exhibit at the Broad Art Museum. It's being curated by students in the MSU Museum Studies program who have backgrounds in everything from art history to zoology. Current State's April Van Buren talked with MSU Museum Studies Director Susan Bandes about the exhibit and asked her how she settled on food as the topic for this exhibit.
Well, I have taught this course before, and because we have only a semester, actually less than 14 weeks to develop the course, I give the students a very broad topic. So in this case, it was food slash nurture. And there are students from anthropology, history, art education. Often we have zoology. So the theme has to be broad enough that people can bring their own perspective to it.
And can you tell me, as you put this exhibit together, sort of what themes came about? I'm imagining that there are things that sort of popped out as people were choosing what things they wanted to include in this exhibit.
Some of the themes that came out were food as propaganda, food as economy, the evolution of dining from the beginning of the 20th century to contemporary, and sustainability. So very broad themes. So some of the objects are fairly obvious. A milk crate and glass bottles from what used to be the MSU Dairy. Two pop images of a pinup girl and a Coca-Cola bottle.
And you mentioned the evolution of dining and that's part of this exhibit. Could you talk a little bit about what that looks like in America, the evolution of how people eat and where people eat?
We have an image that was taken during the Farm Security Administration in the Depression, and it's an image of a hefty woman. You see her from the back, you don't see her face, and she's preparing a meal in a kitchen. We move from that to an image of two women at a lunch counter. There's also an image of a diner, the Market Diner in New York. And then one student chose a Frank Lloyd Wright chair and stool. And we have some Russell Wright dishes. So we move from very traditional, you know, where people sat down for their evening meal together, to the informal way we dine now, and we dine out a lot. So that's one of the examples of the transformation of food culture that's in the exhibition.
And I know that this doesn't just hit on how Americans eat or what Americans eat, but also how food ties into American culture. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how food has played a role in what it means to be American.
Well, one good example to answer that is a World War I poster that we have in the exhibition. And it is urging Americans to ration food so that the soldiers overseas will have enough to eat. So clearly that's art as propaganda, art as economy, and I don't think we really think about that anymore. I mean, what we have such an abundance of food. There's another image in the exhibition, an Andy Warhol photograph, that shows a flea market where they're selling huge amounts of bananas and other fruits. So we move from the beginning of the century where there was not the abundance that we're so used to.
That's interesting that you bring up Andy Warhol, because I think when you think about food and art, a lot of people, what pops to mind is probably that Campbell's soup can. In this exhibit, what pieces stand out to you as kind of illustrating the relationship that food has had, not just to American culture, but to American art?
Well, we do have an Andy Warhol, and it's a soup can, but it's not a tomato soup can, it's a wonton soup can, and it's a small Polaroid. So at some point, Campbell's, in response to changing immigrant patterns, decided to do a wonton soup can. It's not something I really thought about. So it's a little twist on that typically American sort of diet.
What does that say about how American food culture started to change in that moment?
Well, that Polaroid certainly shows that the influence of immigrant cultures have expanded to beyond those communities. So, you know, everybody eats Italian food, we eat Chinese food, albeit an American kind of Chinese food. So I think that that image speaks to that.
It seems like it's kind of an exhibit of cultural history that involves both, you know, food objects and art and history all wrapped up into one, part of a historical moment rather than just maybe one artist.
Exactly. Yeah, we have many artists. There are about 20 pieces in the exhibition. We begin in the late 19th century and go to about 1990s.
And are there any other pictures in here that really struck you?
There is one image by the pop artist Mel Ramos, and it's a very voluptuous pinup nude behind a Coca-Cola bottle, and the Coca-Cola bottle is exaggerated in terms of its size. So it's very suggestive. It talks about the advertising age, about the ubiquitousness of Coke in our life, and start thinking about processed foods. So it's a lot about commercialization of our food culture, at the same time as probably being a bit offensive to some people. And in fact, when he did it in the 1970s, the feminists were really annoyed at him. But he was looking at Playboy magazines, and he was looking at the ubiquitous Coca-Cola bottle. So he brought these together in one image, and it's quite striking.
And can you give me an example of two objects that you might group together to illustrate a certain historical moment or some of the context behind those objects?
In the Benefactors Gallery, there's a series of black and white photographs, and one of them shows an African-American woman and a white woman at a lunch counter. It happens to be in New York in the 70s, but it evokes the civil rights movement, and the two women are not, they're just adjacent to each other, they're not together. And there's a real uncomfortableness in their relationship to each other. So that is near an image of a family in a dining room, very kind of middle class. You can tell that by the drapes that are hanging and some of the mismatched plates and cups. And there's a father and a son, and from the back you see the grandmother. So, you know, wonderful juxtaposition of people eating outdoors by themselves and a family scene.
Obviously, part of this project is that it's a project for the students, and it's for them to learn how to put together an exhibit and all that goes into picking the objects and describing the objects. But for people who want to come by and see this, what do you hope that they get out of it?
Well, I hope people will see a really interesting juxtaposition of objects that you wouldn't normally see in the Broad. And that's one of the things that I find very exciting about working with students from multi-disciplines, because they're looking at pieces in totally different ways than I do. But it's an interesting juxtaposition. So we have Kellogg cornflake boxes from the MSU Museum, which you would never see in an art museum. But within this context, I think they make a visitor think about things differently.
That was Current State's April Van Buren talking to MSU Museum Studies Director Susan Bandies about American Appetite, a new exhibit at the Broad Art Museum looking at the evolution of American food culture. Students in the Museum Studies program will be hosting a gallery talk this Saturday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. The exhibit will be on display through May 3rd.